Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Wiltz. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Wiltz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Jacobs. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Elmer Jacobs. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs fires to first and has Meyer trapped. There's the throw to Peckinpah, who tags Meyer for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum bunts towards the mound. Wiltz fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wiltz. Clancy moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts and there's an error on the play. Clancy moves to third. Kahm moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to home to get Clancy. Kahm moves to third. Ward moves to second. One out. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 0 in the game. Kahm hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Flagstad chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Reagan. Reagan fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Reagan. Kahm moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs bunts towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Krause moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Ward scores. Krause scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Peckinpah reaches third base with a triple. Metzler scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote strikes out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Com hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Com reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wiltz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs bunts towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobs moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlisle moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlisle moves to third. Tote moves to second. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Grover Hartley. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman now catching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wiltz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krause bunts towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobs. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiltz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.